the priest that disappeared. A young woman and her boyfriend were living together. Later, the young woman discovered she was pregnant. The boyfriend demanded she go to a clinic and have the child destroyed. She had been raised a Catholic, but was not practicing her religious faith. The Catholic Church protects these children and teaches this kind of conduct is a grievous sin. Nevertheless, the young woman listened to her boyfriend and scheduled a time for the clinic to do the procedure. At the clinic, there was a waiting room with a lot of women waiting their turn to see the doctor and have the procedure done. This young woman turned to another young woman and said, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Let's get out of here." They turned and immediately left. The young woman called her boyfriend to come and pick her up. When he came, it wasn't what he was expecting. She said to him, "Take me to the nearest Catholic church that you see. Don't delay." They found a Catholic church. She ran in and found a priest waiting there to see her. "I have sinned, Father. I want to confess my sin. I almost took the life of my child." The priest said to her, "I am so proud of you. Thank you for saving the life of the child." She repented, received forgiveness from the Lord, and returned home a very happy woman. She decided it was time to get back to church and to her faith. What better place could she go than to the church where she met the kind and loving priest? When she asked the church about the priest and gave his description, no one had ever heard of this priest, ever seen this priest, or ever knew anyone who met the description that this girl was inquiring about. No one had ever heard of the priest or had ever seen him. The Bible says that angels sometimes appear in human form and do mighty works among men. Hebrews 13:2, 1:14, Acts 12:4-10. In the Old Testament, even God himself appeared in human form among men. Genesis 18. After Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to some of his disciples in another form. Mark 16:12. "Yes, I believe it was Jesus who appeared to this woman and said, 'I am so proud of you. Thank you for saving the life of the child.'"